You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, in my last video, I briefly talked about a situation that went down in Idaho, where during a Charlie Kirk vigil, some idiot decided he was going to ride his bike through and scream out, F Charlie Kirk. Now, what happened to that individual? That's right, he got the boots put to him. Now, mind you, they still restrained themselves. Why? Because if that crowd really was enraged, they would have turned that man into fire and completely stomped him out. Now we have another idiot that decided to do something. And what happened to him? He got yanked up and got the boots put to him before being handed over to the cops. Now, this article was published on the 14th of September. Cops arrest man accused of vandalizing Charlie Kirk Memorial in Phoenix. Yeah, another idiot that decided he wanted to get his 15 minutes of fame, or should I say infamy, because there is an old phrase that says those who cannot be famous will become infamous. A man was arrested Sunday after police said he trespassed and vandalized a memorial for Charlie Kirk at the Turning Point USA headquarters in Arizona. I'm not even going to say this guy's name because obviously he did all of this just to get some attention, to make himself look like a revolutionary. No, no, no. But he was taken into custody after allegedly damaging a community memorial outside the group's headquarters in Phoenix, where community members paid tribute to the group's founder. 19-year-old Guy was detained by witnesses until he was taken into custody by Phoenix police, who were already in the area to help with traffic control, Arizona Family reported. Which, ironically, that was actually better for that guy, because something tells me if the police were not there, yeah, they would have stomped a mud hole in that guy. Video allegedly shows the piece of crap stomping on the colorful display of balloons and flowers left to honor Kirk before bystanders jumped in to push him away. Footage shows that within seconds, an officer was there to place him in handcuffs. And yeah, when that officer grabbed him, oh, he really wanted to throw him to the ground, but he remained professional. No one was injured in the incident, authorities said. He, the piece of crap, will be booked on multiple charges, including criminal damage and disorderly conduct, the outlet reported. This comes as Republicans demand action against people they allege to have reacted to Kirk's offlining by quote unquote praising, rationalizing, or making light of the shooting or belittling Kirk's memory. And believe you me, there have been so many people who've been fired. And like this idiot right here, there have been some who've taken to the streets and gotten arrested. Yeah, That girl down in Texas, yeah, that black girl, yeah, yeah. Kirk, who founded TPUSA in 2012 when he was 18 years old, was speaking at the college when, unfortunately, a gunman fired a single shot from a nearby rooftop. The alleged shooter, who I'm not going to name either, 22, is accused of fatally shooting Kirk. He faces a capital termination charge, weapons and obstruction charges, and he faces his first court appearance Tuesday, but the motive for the shooting is still unclear. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said Sunday that he, the shooter, had been radicalized in the dark, dark corners of the internet and was left-leaning and was not cooperating with authorities. Though his friends and family are helping police with the investigation, the governor confirmed reports that he, the shooter, is believed to have had a transgender roommate or partner who is being very cooperative. Of course, he wants to save his skin as much as he can with police and had no idea this was happening. Authorities have not said whether the person's gender identity was relevant, as the investigation was a motive. In addition to public memorial outside of its headquarters, Turning Point will also host a stadium-sized public memorial service September 21st. A memorial for Kirk, who lived in the Phoenix area with his wife and two children, will be held at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Well, well, well. Yeah, gentlemen, I said this was going to happen. Yeah, there are some people on the right who are out for blood. They are. They're just waiting. And you have so many dumbasses on the internet who are trying to use this, Charlie Kirk's unfortunate demise, to let their hate spew or to try to get their 15 minutes of fame. Like the one dumbass black girl in the visor and the headphones who decided to say, oh, you know what? His wife and kids also need to be taken offline. Yeah, yeah. However, as soon as the heat got turned up on her, oh, she issued another video talking about basically, you know, I didn't mean what I said, but, you know, now all of a sudden she's moving. Yeah, right. No, 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 no. Your face and your message is on the internet forever. So, yeah, like a lot of these people who've gotten fired, good luck finding employment. Because I'm pretty damn sure a lot of these companies, they're looking at their bottom line. They're looking at their money. They put money before politics. And if you're someone who's so radicalized and they find out, they're going to be like, nope, we're not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. You're not about to mess up our bottom line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These people think that they can just get on the internet, say what they want, and nothing's going to happen. For far too long, the left, these lunatics, have enjoyed the protection of social media, cancel culture, and pretty much everything that allowed them to use plausible deniability. Yeah, like these politicians. Notice, I want you guys to notice something. There's a new phrase coming out from the left called turn the temperature down. The right needs to turn the temperature down. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. And of course, there was a debate with Piers Morgan, Anna Kasparian, Destiny, Jack Posobiec, and God, I always forget this man's name. Adam. I think it's Adam Wilson. But if I'm wrong, correct me in the comment section. Yes, Destiny basically came out and said what these lunatics think. Yes, conservatives need to be afraid of death. Essentially, conservatives need to be taken offline. Now, for the longest time, these lunatic lefts have called people fascists. They've called them Nazis. They've called them everything but a child of God. But then when something bad goes down, they always say, hey, we didn't say anything. We didn't say somebody should do something. No. So they never want to take accountability for the words that they say, for the actions that follows after their words, their spewing of hate. Now, guess what? The right is going to end up doing the same thing. It's not going to be pretty. It's not. The left is trying their best to force a confrontation with the right. Hell, over in the UK, when they did their Charlie Kirk march / vigil, what happened? A whole bunch of counter-protesters, in air quotes, decided to have their march. And the police actually steered the counter-protests toward the actual vigil and march. And what happened? Antifa showed up. And surely enough, Antifa started getting rowdy with the Charlie Kirk vigil. And what happened? The Charlie Kirk vigil decided we're going to defend ourselves. Cops just happened to get in the way. And of course, the media reported it as a violent event from the Charlie Kirk protesters from the right. Yeah. That narrative is no longer going to work because guess what? Like I said in my last video, the bear has been poked for long enough. The giant has woken up. Yeah, things are about to get physical around here. Believe you me, a lot of these leftoids, they're not ready for it. They're not. Because trust and believe, there's going to be some people that if you say the wrong thing to on the wrong day, yeah, there are people on the right who are not going to be afraid to catch a charge. Yeah. So, hey, sometimes you just got to let people fight things out. Sometimes you just got to let them go at it. Because we know that somebody like Destiny, he's not going to do anything. Hassan Piker, they're not going to do anything. Only thing that they're going to do is continue to spit their venom from a safe, disclosed location and hope that some crazy, radicalized lunatic will go out and do their bidding for them. That's the Democratic way. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. My humble opinion, separation is the best way to go. However, if someone decides that they're going to encroach on you, hey, however you respond is however you decide to respond. And for these lefties out here, these lunatics who believe that they're going to actually get control of society, that they're going to remain in power, let me go ahead and let you know this. The political power you think you have, that is going out. Feminism, fascism, everything that you say that the left is going to actually impose onto everybody else, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, if things keep going like this, J.D. Vance the vice president himself has come out and said, there is no unity with people like this. Guess what? Things are going to end up going physical. And I know that the left is not ready for that. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.